We're going to start the program hearing the latest information about the surprise action from the U.S. Customs and Border Protection this afternoon. They closed the San Ysidro port of entry, the border crossing between the U.S. and Mexico. It is the busiest land border crossing in the Western Hemisphere, where tens of thousands of people and vehicles typically cross every day. Reporter James Frederick is in Tijuana on the Mexican side of that port of entry, and he's with us now. James, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Customs and Border Patrol are tweeting that the pedestrian entrances are now open in both directions. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, I was just there a moment ago, and there was a long line of people here on the Mexican side that wanted to cross into the U.S., and they were waiting since it had been closed for the last few hours. But I did see people going across that bridge. So on the Mexican side, there are people going through. As far as them getting through the U.S. side, I wasn't able to see that, but it does look like little by little they're trying to get traffic moving through that port of entry again.
So take us back to earlier today. Why today? What happened to cause this closing?
Well, so several hundred people from the migrant caravan that is here in Tijuana marched to the border today, and they were marching because they feel stuck here. They feel like they have nowhere to go. The asylum process is very slow and long right now, and so they wanted to call attention to this situation by marching to the border. They were blocked at several points by Mexican federal police, but eventually got to a part of the border fence, were right up against the border fence, where U.S. authorities on the U.S. side of the fence ended up shooting tear gas. It was really windy here today, so that tear gas was taken really long distances. So we saw tons of people, you know, including women with their children who had been hit by this tear gas, and eventually everyone who was part of this march has dispersed, and they're really not along the border anymore.
And I realize it was a chaotic scene, but did you have any sense of whether the marchers had any particular goal in mind, any particular plan?
Well, it's hard to say because, you know, here this border in Tijuana is so heavily reinforced, even before Customs and Border Protection sent more agents here and before the Army came here. It's a very, very reinforced border, so it's hard to get across here. But the people that I spoke to said, we just want people to see us here, that, you know, there are not many resources for us here in Tijuana. We don't have anywhere to go soon. Those of us who want to request asylum, though, we're likely to wait months here in Tijuana with nothing to go, you know, nothing to do, nowhere to go. And they just want people to see that. And they're asking from the U.S. government for a solution so that they won't be here in Tijuana for the long term.
As I think most Americans know, yesterday, President Trump tweeted, if for any reason it becomes necessary, we will close our southern border. And then today, before the port closed, he tweeted, no crossings, exclamation point. And we're already hearing political figures in the U.S. say that this is going to be used, that this demonstration is going to be used as justification for his efforts to change asylum policy. What are you hearing on the Mexican end? Are Mexican officials saying anything about this?
Well, one thing that's important to really highlight is that Mexican forces are here. I mean, there were hundreds of Mexican riot police out trying to stop this march or trying to direct the march in a certain direction. And so, you know, in those terms, they are trying to keep control here. But it is a big concern here right now in Mexico to create the idea that they have control, that things are not out of control here, because it is such an important thing, the daily commerce that happens between U.S. and Mexico. So they are trying to keep it as under control as possible.
That is reporter James Frederick in Tijuana, Mexico. James, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thanks for having me.